Hey everybody, welcome back to the RIP Tour podcast. In case you didn't know, I am your tour guide, Gary. I know I haven't been on for a while, but I am back. I'm back hosting. And as you can tell by the title, we have one of the biggest announcements in Halloween Horror Nights history coming to you today. And I couldn't do this by myself, so let's introduce the other tour guide. So first up, Liz, how are you?
I am doing very well this morning. How are you, Gary?
I'm good. I'm off. I don't work weekends now, so I'm still trying to acclimatize to having... I must admit, it's very nice to have the Friday feeling now. I will say that.
It's a great thing.
I understand what people mean now. But Ash, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Gary. Thanks for asking. I do not have the Friday feeling. I'm currently working right now, actually. I stopped my job to do my other job right now, so that's where I'm at.
Well, at least you made the effort because Tim didn't.
Yeah, Tim didn't. I had to be there for this one. This is it's a big one for me.
Oh, obviously, like, me and you have just been non-stop since this was announced. Oh. When was it announced? Thursday? Was it Thursday?
Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Officially.
Yeah. we've been non-stop for this one, but I'm going to go around and ask you your thoughts. I'll quickly say my piece first. I couldn't be more excited for this to come to Halloween Horror Nights. I still stand by my comment that Stranger Things Volume 1 that Horror Nights did was the perfect house. And it's probably one of the best houses I've ever went through visually. I am so excited. I cannot wait. I will admit that the mix-up house of Season 2 and Season 3, the mashup wasn't the greatest, and I think that was literally down to being a mashup. But we know that Stranger Things 3 hadn't been released while this was getting built and all that sort of stuff. So, but Season 4, it's the most horror-driven season of the show. Vecna is one of the best characters to come to the show, one of the best evil characters. He's got more of a personality than just the monsters we've saw in the past with the Demogorgon, etc. And I just think this house is just going to be stunning. So I'm gonna pass it over to Liz first, because I know Ash will need a few deep breaths for this one. So Liz, what do you think?
Oh, I'm stoked. I absolutely loved Season 4 of Stranger Things. I love the show in general, but Season 4 might be my second favorite season. Just so much material in the show to pull for a haunted house. The whole time I was watching it last summer, I was just like, oh, this needs to be a scene at Horror Nights. Oh, this would be amazing. Plus the music, I just think it's going to be a perfect fit for Halloween Horror Nights.
100%. Ash, are you ready?
Yeah, where do I start? How much time we got? I think it's more of a blanket statement when you say, oh, I love Stranger Things, right? Because, I mean, that's... most people love Stranger Things, right? But I think for myself and yourself, it goes a lot deeper than that. It's more of a, I guess, an emotional connection, if you will. You know,
I know what you mean, yeah.
You know what I mean by that? The same thing I have for, like, Harry Potter as well. It just means so much to me, this thing. Agree with Liz completely. Season 4, it's probably my least favourite. I love the season, don't get me wrong. Probably my least favourite.
Wow.
But for Halloween Horror Nights, it is probably made for, this season is probably made for Halloween Horror Nights. And I think we're probably going to get into what we think is going to be in the house in terms of scenes a little bit down the line here in this episode. But yeah, I could not be more hype is through the roof. I had such a good feeling on Thursday. I know it took us a while to get the tickets. Gary, you were having so much issues. Liz was still snoozing. But just think, right, we got the tickets, we got this absolutely monster IP that we all love. I was just listening to, you know, like 29 area music, 28. I was watching shows that night. I put like The Carnage Returns on, things like that. So just, it really did help get back into the hype, and I just can't wait now. But I wanted to ask you, just in terms of the announcement as well, are you surprised it wasn't like a March, April release, just how big it is?
I am, yeah. It normally they would lead with the huge IP. I found the whole Chucky being announced before the last year's event finished very weird. But I'm very surprised they didn't lead this year's sort of announcement train with this one. I know we've already, you know, we got The Last of Us. Would you say, I would probably say in terms of popularity that Stranger Things is more popular than The Last of Us. Would you agree?
I think so. I think they're pretty close, but just because the TV show for Last of Us kind of amped it up this year, but it's currently relevant. But I still think Stranger Things is bigger.
I do too.
Yeah, and you have to, we've all noticed that the crowds have been a lot bigger since Stranger Things has been at the event. So
Oh, yeah.
I would have 100% thought they would have led with this. Liz?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of shocked they didn't announce this. Like, obviously, we had Chucky in the fall, but the early part of the year when everyone's starting to get ready, everyone's starting to think about their tickets and planning their trips, I think that would have been the time to announce it. But I do know that I feel like the website broke on Thursday because everyone was buying their tickets. I had a couple of friends who were just trying to buy, you know, standard one-night tickets after seeing the announcement, and the website wasn't working. So I do think it's massive, and I think it absolutely helped drive their ticket sales this past Thursday.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I normally get tickets before even you guys are awake because obviously I have the advantage of being 5 hours ahead. I remember last year frantically texting Tim, Ash and Luke to like, wake up, pretty much what we're doing with you this year.
Yes.
But obviously like the tickets come out early for me, which is mega early for you. So normally I have no bother with the website, but I think people were on the ball this year because I was having major issues to the point where like I even snapped it actually a little bit. But I did manage to get them. What a stressful morning that was.
Yeah, very stressful. I want to take it back as well to the announcement. You know what, when I mentioned about, I think even us deliberating which is bigger out of the two right now, Stranger Things and The Last of Us, I think even us kind of debating which is bigger is just a massive win. I think these are two monster IPs now that we're going to get this year.
Oh yeah, for sure. Universal nailed it this year as far as IPs. Just those two alone, the crowds are going to be crazy, which they've always been crazy the past probably 5 years, but it's going to be even crazier, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. With Chucky too, I know it's kind of, I mentioned on the last recording, it does feel like it was part of the last event, you know, right now, but just those two. I mean, Chucky's a big pull as well. A lot of people do like that franchise as well. So just having Chucky, Last of Us and Stranger Things announced, coupled with the originals that we've seen floating about, I think it could be very, very good. And kind of a bounce back stellar year, really. Got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy that they're putting The Last of Us and Stranger Things on 1 year. That isn't even an anniversary year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so should we discuss what scenes we might see inside of the house? I mean, I know we posted the video, but we haven't really discussed it, so I'm going to ask each of you the top scene. It's probably going to be the same scene, but I'll ask anyway. So Liz, what is your top wanted scene for this house?
So I have an idea what I think Ash is going to say, so I'm going to go something a little different. I really want to see Max in the graveyard and both parts of that scene. So her rising up in the graveyard, but then also her inside Vecna's lair. So yes. Both facets of that.
So a little side question. If they do this scene, do you think it will be a puppet or a scare actor on a rope?
Oh, I hope it's a scare actor on a rope. It will probably be a puppet, but I want to see a scare actor just kind of like rising up.
That would be so cool to have the movement.
So cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Arch?
Yes, there's a few... without sounding, you know, basic, we're probably going to get it in chronology. I think I mentioned it'd be cool to kind of go through the Creel house as a facade, but we don't really get to the Creel house until quite a little bit through the season. So they probably won't lead with that if they're doing a chronology thing, you know, if they're taking us through the season. I'm kind of hoping we go through maybe the Munson trailer and we kind of see Chrissy there with Eddie kind of freaking out. Just to see Eddie right there in the first scene would be pretty cool. So I'm hoping that one's in there as like, you know, hey, this is Stranger Things 4, and have that real kind of creepy vibe. Because when Chrissy, obviously, she's obviously being like possessed by Vecna, that scene where she's walking through a house and she goes to her mom and her, you know, and her father, her dad's like eyes are all sewn shut. And there's kind of rotting food on the table, and she kind of comes to a dead end, and Vecna's there with us. All that scene in kind of like the dreamscape upside down, plus the trailer, I think that is real creepy that they could really incorporate for that first kind of scene, if you will.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm very surprised that you guys both didn't see what I was thinking, and I thought you would have said Eddie on top of the trailer.
Yes.
That's what I was expecting Ash to say.
I feel that's like low-hanging fruit. I avoided that one.
So I think this could possibly be the exit scene. I know it didn't wasn't necessarily the ending, but I think that could be maybe playing towards the end of the house. Definitely. But I'm with Ash. I like the whole Chrissy thing. I also think we will definitely see Chrissy on the trailer ceiling when she's dead.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we'll definitely get an Eddie actor shouting Chrissy wake up at some point in the house.
I hope so.
But I don't even care if this house isn't scary at all. I just want to walk through it. One thing I am very worried about, though, is we have the six house unmasking tour. I have a feeling they're going to put this on the three house tour.
Ooh.
I would be so upset.
Well, that just means you got to buy into the tour, Gary.
Well, I've already said to Becca, my wife, if it's not on the six house tour, we are also booking a three house tour whilst we are in town. It's either got to be The Last of Us or Stranger Things. Last year they did it with the two big IPs. What was Halloween they put on the three house, and what was the one they put on the six?
Oh, I didn't go, Gary. I didn't turn up, remember?
Oh, yeah, you dipped out. I can't remember anyway, but I can't see them putting The Last of Us and Stranger Things on one tour.
I can't either.
No, I am hoping that because you've paid more money, they will put Stranger Things on the six house.
Yeah,
we'll cross fingers for you.
I mean, I could end up doing two tours, so that's not a bad
thing. No, true.
So what other scenes do you guys want to see inside of this house?
Oh, man. There's so many.
There's so many good ones. I think just to kind of keep it maybe different, I don't know, you know when Nancy and Robin go to see Victor Creel in the kind of like asylum, and they go through, you know, like these, you know, there's what sort of like Silence of the Lambs, where there's like cells on either side of you. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. That'd be pretty creepy because obviously they've done it so many times where one of these doors is open, right? And one of these crazy people can come out and get you. I know that doesn't happen in the show, but it'd be pretty creepy to keep that kind of, I don't know, mental asylum vibe where you're going down and because Victor Creel was in the last one, the last room, wasn't he?
Well, yeah. another thought for the opening of the house, we could also open the same way this series opens with Eleven in Hawkins' lab.
Of course.
And then that alarm sound that we all know so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the season one house, we had Eleven pinning the Demogorgon up against the wall. That was such a sick scene, the way that he did that. I really hope we get Eleven this year in the Rainbow Room holding up...
Yeah.
I really hope we get... I think that would be such a cool effect. And I really do hope we get to go through the Rainbow Room because that's just such an iconic setting. And again, as well, I hope we get to go through the prison. It's not something that's talked about a lot when you hear people mentioning season four, like the prison did play a big part of it. So I hope we do maybe get to see, you know, Hopper fighting the Demogorgon or something like that.
Yeah, I think they will do the kind of Kamchatka part of it as well. And that's going to be interesting to see because we're going to go through scenes in Hawkins, and then they have to, if you know, they always try and make it as realistic as possible. They need to make it cold and a bit more damp and dark in those scenes with Hopper and the Demogorgons in the Russian prison.
Yeah, and that's what I really loved about season four is there was four different storylines, which I thought were very cleverly interlaced, and then they all linked up at the end. So I loved that whole aspect. One thing I will riot for, if it doesn't happen, is I want the Surfer Boy pizza van and I want Argyle at some point in the house. I just think it has to have some sort of comedic factor, and I think Argyle has to pop out somewhere. And I've already prepped my wallet to buy all of the Surfer Boy pizza merch I can get my hands on.
Oh, yeah, I'm setting aside a budget for Stranger Things merch for sure.
Yeah, I know me and Ash are going to go, we're going to go wild, so we need to find a team member somewhere. For the discount. I'm joking, but I'm not. Now, I don't know how much you know about, I don't know how much you like follow the music, Liz. This is probably more of a question for Ash, but is there any of the music that you definitely want inside of the house?
Yeah, I think season 4 score is very good. I do, my favorite is season 1 score, but I don't know how they can incorporate that into it, really, with just with the sounds going on. I love Teens from the new one, but in terms of soundtrack, obviously, and again, I've mentioned Low Hanging Fruit, Kate Bush in there somewhere, whether it's there or in the queue going in possibly. Just because that song's integral anyway, it's a part of the storyline. If Max has got headphones on, right? You know, if she's been raised in, like Liz said, by Billy's grave, if she's been raised there, we're probably going to have Kate Bush playing because that's how they kind of bring it back. Yeah.
So I did hear that, I don't know how true this is, and I don't know if you guys heard this, but they did have issues with rights for one song.
I did hear the same thing. I'm not sure which song.
I don't think it could be Kate Bush because she owns the rights to the song. So the only other big song I could think of is Metallica.
Well, then there's Separate Ways as well, that I think is a big part of the...
Yeah, a really big one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but Metallica is... with that is a specific Stranger Things version.
I think if anything's going to have issues, it's going to be Metallica because they're notorious for not being the easiest to work with as far as music rights.
We might have Eddie busting out to a copyright-free sound.
Yep.
Generic guitar solo.
Won't be quite the same, but we'll all know.
Well, Liz, we put out a tweet the other day asking all of our followers on Twitter what they thought. I know you've got some of those ready. Do you want to dish them out?
Sure. So we have Addicted to Horror Nights. Zeus says, "Tell Gary I better see him this year."
He's good. He's good at hiding.
If Stranger Things is there, I'll be there.
Exactly. We all know. He's already got his ticket. He'll be there. Then we have Jenna Amar, Kylo Jen. "This announcement was huge. I'm beyond excited to immerse myself in the scenes from this incredible season and come face to face with Vecna. I can't wait to hopefully attend the most metal concert ever and pay respects to Eddie Munson."
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Agreed.
And then we have Will and Zach said, "The funny thing is that before this announcement, my wife and I were not planning on going this year at all. But as soon as that announcement dropped, we did a complete 180 and decided to make a full Universal trip out of it." So there you go.
Yeah, you mentioned that, Liz. You know, when this got announced, it gets butts through the door. So that's why I'm surprised it didn't come sooner, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who was on the borderline trying to make that decision. They're coming to Disney in the fall and they were unsure if they were going to do Horror Nights. And then as soon as that announcement hit, they bought their tickets. So... it's a big one. Then we have Griffo7470, Justin. "By far the best of the Stranger Things houses in terms of potential. The creepiest by far, and the soundtrack. Wow."
Yeah, I agree. If this was meant to be a Horror Nights maze, sure.
And this one made me laugh. It's Kyle from the Cheap Seats. "I hope they have a jump scare trigger of 'Friends Don't Lie' at a billion decibels."
A deja vu again.
Yeah. But probably my favorite of all of them from Angus: "If we don't see Eddie up in the air like the violinist in Dead Man's Wake, let's all just pack it up and go home."
Yeah, that's a t-shirt. Yeah, he nailed it then, though. That's a scene they have to. That's a scene they have to nail, right?
Oh, they have to, and it's such a perfect example. The violinist up in the air, it could totally work with that. Eddie up on the van, just rocking out as we walk by him. Perfect. So that's what I have.
Awesome. So as with Stranger Things fashion, sorry, Universal Horror Nights fashion, they did do a commercial, and it was one of those little fun ones that we talk about. Obviously, we've all watched it, but I thought I would drop some audio in and we can talk about the commercial. So sure. Should I hit play?
Hit play.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention, Jordy.
Sorry.
Or we just skipped to exactly 32 seconds in the video.
Jeez, another conspiracy theory? There's no hidden stuff in the park. Let me text Jordan. Okay, I gotta go. Ava's almost here.
Curse. Stranger Things. Only at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights.
And that's it. What did everyone think of this commercial?
On Liz.
Well, I like that we saw one of the same characters from the Last of Us commercial, so there's still a thread going. And just want to say there's still one more person we haven't met. So fingers crossed for one more, at least one more announcement, because that one guy who's looking into all this legend, we have not met yet. So that was a big takeaway. Otherwise, you know, it's along the same lines of the Last of Us commercial where we have a character. They kind of go into all of a sudden a vision of one of the IPs. In this case, you have Vecna's clock. The creepy noises, and it takes you into the show, and then all of a sudden she's back to normal life. So I think it's effective. I think oh no tell me you guys can hear that too.
Yes.
But yes, we're definitely gonna be hearing that in the house, and that on its own is going to be terrifying. So yeah, I think it was a good commercial.
I enjoyed it. Just anything with that clocking just amplifies the tension. I really hope that he is also a photo op as well with the clock.
Oh yeah,
that I think that would be really cool.
Maybe at Cabana Bay again.
Well, yeah, and I was just about to go off on a tangent there, but I really hope the Cabana Bay experience this year is something to do with the clock and Vecna and something like that. I really hope they go down the Stranger Things route instead of Last of Us, because the Stranger Things ops that they did were awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ash, how many times have you watched this commercial then?
Watched it a few times now. I do like it. The other two commercials from the prior mazes were much, much better because they incorporated the park into it, which I loved. You know, we had the archers and then we had the globe. Now this one is part of, like Liz says, part of that ongoing kind of theme, ongoing storyline that they're doing now with the announcements. I would much prefer to just be a standalone thing without the story attached to it. But I understand where they're going with it. We did talk about our, when Killer Clowns was announced and Ghostbusters, me and Liz were talking where they just needed to ramp up the kind of theme song, if you will, towards the end. They did it with this one. You know, the Stranger Things track was nice at the end. And then, you know, it kind of got you after that as well, which was cool. I see Vecna, like you said, I like the clock, but I wish it was more of a standalone commercial without that, and then just the park incorporated again, just to kind of keep that theme going with how they've done the prior ones.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other commercials that we've got were awesome. I'm really hoping as well that we get a full cinematic commercial that we've had the last few years. They've been awesome, but I'm not really. Are you confident that that's going to happen this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like the cinematic they've been doing that kind of wraps up announcement season?
Yeah. It's just obviously the starting to like you say, shift away from the standalone ones. But I do like those ones. I hope something like that does happen.
Right.
But one little side thing I wanted to mention when you mentioned it didn't have anything to do with the park is the preview merch. You got to head out to the park, Ash, and have a look at that.
Yeah, I did. The preview merch, yeah. It was the cause of controversy. I think that's what Thursday was all about. Tickets and other things Universal are now implementing that we're not going to go over. And the merch, now it was two things. It was the Vecna shirt and it was the Stranger Things hat. It was like a trucker hat with just the Stranger Things logo on the front. People are not very keen on the shirt. It looks more like Red Skull from the Marvel universe. I didn't pick it up. Anything Stranger Things I'm getting anyway. So I picked it up. It does, to be honest with you, if you've only seen it on photos and online, it is much, much better in person. The colours really do pop. Vecna's eye is like a real iridescent blue, real deep blue. So that's pretty cool. I wish they'd have the Stranger Things, because that's Stranger Things season 4 on the front. I wish it would be on the sleeve.
Yeah.
Instead, just to kind of take that away and just give Vecna just the whole image there. I can understand why people don't like it, but people do like it. It looks much, much better in person. But
I would have looked at something from the Parks Incorporated. I didn't think the 2023 logo and the font just didn't go with
the drip.
Yeah, I just didn't think it went. It made as the font reminded me of like a cold setting. I don't know.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I just didn't think it went. And I've been looking at like the past Stranger Things t-shirts that I do have from Horror Nights. And I just think this one seems a little bit out of place. I know it's only preview merch. I'm guessing we're going to get much better stuff during the event. All right, yeah, in my wallet. But I'm surprised at myself that I took a pass on this one.
I'm saving my money for the future one.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's going to be so much more merch coming. We're going to expect lanyards, mugs, maybe even like vinyl figures, Stranger Things again. So yeah, there's going to be plenty more merch coming.
Definitely. I best go buy an extra suitcase. But tickets were released as well, Ash. You have some data about all of the tickets and stuff, because now we are all a lot poorer.
Yep.
On this show.
We are indeed, yes. I have all the information here. I can't take credit for doing the math myself. Dr. Strangor, if you're listening, I appreciate you, because that's what I'm using. I'm using the things that you've made here, which helps a great deal. So I'm not going to go over the last year's pricing. I'm just going to talk about the increase in terms of a percentage. That'll make it a little bit easier. So we do have same passes as normal. We'll start with Rush of Fear. That is $179.99. Now, the biggest change with Rush of Fear this year was that it only goes to the 24th, which is a bit of a sucker punch to people who maybe come for the last week of September, because they are now forced to get either an ultimate, which would include the final Saturday of the month, or just pay for the Saturday or pay for those final days individually, which I think is a bit of a... What do you think about that then? I think it's because they have an extra 4 days in November, but what do you think about just taking away those last six days or so in September?
I also think it's just the way that the calendar fell this year, because they were already moving that direction. I believe 2 years ago it fell on a weird spot, and so not all of the dates of September were included. So I think it's been showing they were moving this direction just with how early the event is starting. You know, you're still getting the same amount of dates you used to get with Rush of Fear. It's just earlier now instead of later.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The event's starting much earlier than it used to. So I think everyone sort of feels hard done by, but the event didn't start until the third week in.
Yeah, it used to get 3 weeks with it. That was the norm.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because a lot of people who get Rush of Fear every year probably already booked the trip maybe a year ago, right? So now they're seeing this, it's the 24th now. They wouldn't have known that booking, right? So now they're forced to get a more expensive ticket for the days they would have only probably done on a Rush of Fear anyway. But So that price, the $179.99, is without tax. So you're looking at $191 with tax. That's a 38% increase from last year, which is a massive, massive jump. It's still the cheapest pass, and it's still the biggest bang for your buck. But just shy of a 40% increase is bonkers. Now, if you want to add Express to the Rush of Fear, it is $529 without tax, $564 with it. And that is a 23% increase from last year with the Rush of Fear. Now, Frequent Fear. Frequent Fear is the first weekend of the event, and then Sunday through Thursday. So you do not get Friday or Saturdays on the Frequent Fear. That was a 23% increase from last year. We're looking at, I'm just going to give it with tax because you have to pay that anyway. $287 is the Frequent Fear. No, sorry. $244 is the Frequent Fear. And then $649 for the Express. And that is a 20% increase from last year. And then Frequent Fear Plus, which is every single day of the event bar Saturdays. And you do get, same as the Frequent Fear, you do get the opening weekend included. So Frequent Fear is $287, which is a 23% increase. And then Frequent Fear Plus with Express is a whopping $745. And that is a 17% increase.
And that one also includes the final weekend. I don't know if Frequent Fear does, but
You're right. Yeah, it doesn't. So that is correct, Liz. Yeah, Frequent Fear Plus does include the final weekend as well. Good. And then finally, your ultimate Frequent Fear, if you're a local who plans to go a lot, is $374. It's a 15% increase. This is the least increase. It's a 15% increase. It's $399 with tax. If you do want to add Express, it's $979. It's a 12% increase. So next year, we're going to see probably a comma added to that.
Oh, yeah.
One, I would assume. In terms of these guys, I mean, it's the biggest bang for your buck, right? We all get Express here. Once you do Express, I believe there's no turning back.
Oh, yeah. Especially spoiled
this year. Yeah, for sure. And this year, with those two big IPs coming, you know, it's a no-brainer to get Express this year. I understand it's expensive. I've never once complained about the price of Horror Nights. I'm paying it anyway. I saved the whole year for it anyway, for this specific thing. But I do understand, you know, the increase is pretty hard to take. But yeah, we've all got our passes, haven't we? I mean, what do you think just in terms of those increases, in terms of percentage-wise?
For me, the biggest thing is how fast it's increasing every single year.
True.
I think if we were just having minor increases each year, then it wouldn't be such a big deal to people. But it's adding up fast, because I used the example 2 years ago, I had the ultimate with Express because I knew I was going to be going on multiple Saturdays. And the total, I don't know if this is pre-tax or after-tax, but I remember it was $777 because that was a funny number.
That's with tax, Liz, yep.
Okay, so that's with tax. And then this year, the Frequent Fear Pass Plus with Express was $745. So you're only talking a $30 difference in 2 years between the maximum pass you can get and then the next step down.
Yeah.
So that's how fast it's increasing. So, I mean, it's to be expected with the popularity of the event. I'm not necessarily surprised by it, but I can understand why people are having sticker shock.
Yeah, and Gary, you have to buy two passes essentially. So how did the wallet feel after Thursday?
It was a lot of money, especially considering, you know, I probably pay around, you know, I'm not wanting to like mention money, but I think I've paid around $4,000 for like flights and hotels for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking into account spends or anything. It was expensive, but we save all year for this, and this is our one treat of the year. We do, you know, miss out on stuff going out at home and stuff because we'd rather save for this. So whatever the cost, it doesn't necessarily matter. I do save hard for it. It's not as if I've got the money lying around. You know, I do have to put a fair bit away every month for it. But it was a big relief to get the tickets, and everything's going up. So you cannot really complain at the price of tickets, because, yes, the event is getting popular more every year, but then you've got to take into account, you know, Universal's bills are going up as well. So
yeah,
obviously, you know, with the they've had to raise the hourly rate for workers, which is a great thing as well. But Universal aren't just going to give that without asking for it back from, you know, us guests. And then you've also got, you know, stuff like vendors charging more prices, food and drink is costing more to buy in and stuff. So it all adds up. So, you know, when we suffer, the company doesn't. I don't want to say it suffers, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
You know, they're a business. At the end of the day, they're not going to give. You know, they're not going to break even, really, are you? But you know, we all save for this. We all love it. It's a one time a year we all get a hangout, in person together. So it's worth it in my eyes.
Well, and I definitely get my money's worth because I go so many nights that it all works out for me. I know it can be tough if you're someone that's just coming for a week to try to figure out which ticket is best and how to do all that math. But for us who will spend many nights, I think in 2021, I went 17 nights. So I definitely got my money's worth.
Oh yeah, even for me, I end up going, I think around eight or nine nights. Mm-hmm. Which if I added that up on single night tickets with Express, it would cost much more. So.
Oh, absolutely.
The only blessing for me is Becca isn't keen on the houses, so she doesn't get Express. So
that eased
the pain a little bit. That goes into the merch bank. But I probably would have cried if I had to buy two tickets with Express.
Yeah, we're still doing the math of what we're going to buy from Mike. We're not sure yet because he won't go nearly as much as me. So yeah, we've still got some calculations to do there.
We'll just sneak Mike in. But yeah, I'm relieved. I finally got the tickets. It felt like it's weird. It feels like this is just the start of announcement season. But you know, we're like
so
less
true.
Than 2 months
40,
away.
Yeah, 46 days or something, maybe 46, 47 days.
Yeah, so just really over a month away from the event, and I feel like we've just got our first sort of big announcement. I know The Last of Us is big, but now we've got this and the tickets have dropped and we've still got, what, 7 houses left and 5 scare zones in a show?
That's a lot.
So 36 days or 46 days, or is it 36, did you say that, Ash?
I think it's like 46 or 47, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I would prefer if it didn't drop everything together. I'd prefer if we got announcement every few days until to the lead up. I just think that would help with the buzz rather than a huge dump.
Yeah, keep that momentum going.
Yeah, definitely. And Twitter's been great to see everyone's excited for this year and all the listeners who are reaching out to us all the time. It's just fantastic to see. The community really can be great when it wants to. So, yeah, thank you to everyone that listens and follows and chats with us. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Roll on horn season.
We're almost there.
Almost.
We are. So I think with that being said, we will wrap the show. And who am I going to pick on today?
Liz.
Wow, Ash just volunteered me.
I've never heard Liz do it. So yeah, Liz, come on. Where can people find us?
So they can find us at RIP Tour Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We have a Discord and we also have a Spreadshirt shop for all your Halloween shirt needs.
Liz missed an opportunity there not to start with HHN Rumors.
Also, follow HHN Rumors on Twitter.
And also, guys, we've just dropped a YouTube video where we discuss all of the scenes which we hope to see inside of the Stranger Things 4 house. So definitely go check that out and leave a comment and a thumbs up for us. And we have buttons. The 2023 Haunt buttons have arrived. They look awesome. And yes, we do have a Chase button. So we will be posting some passwords out for you guys to guess this year. And I believe, did Tim mention he got stickers as well?
He did.
Well, that's cool. I want a sticker. So yeah, very exciting times. So with that being said, we will wrap up and we will see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.